Today on Press TV in the US, Occupy DC protesters have applied for a court order to prevent police from raising their camp in a park near the White House. The protesters say police lack procedures to seize, store and return property. A district court judge is to consider the request on January 31st. Moroccan protesters have clashed with government forces in the northern city of Tizar. Several people were injured in the clashes. One of the injured is said to be in critical condition after a police car hit him. The demonstrators want the government to create more jobs and improve working conditions. Saudi protesters have held a rally in the eastern town of Safwa, shouting slogans against the Al-Saud regime. The protesters also condemned Riyadh's involvement in the crackdown on anti-regime protests in neighboring Bahrain. Saudi Arabia's eastern province has been the scene of anti-government protests for months. Bahrainis have mourned the death of a woman who died from inhaling poisonous tear gas fired by Saudi-backed regime forces near the capital Manama. Protesters continue demonstrations across Bahrain demanding an end to the long-time rule of the Al Khalifa regime and the release of political prisoners. An Ecuadorian appeals court has ordered U.S. oil giant Chevron to pay $18 billion in compensation for polluting the Amazon jungle and damaging the health of locals. Chevron was initially fined $8.6 billion, but the amount was more than doubled after the company failed to issue a public apology. At least 25 people have been killed and more than 100 have gone missing after a massive landslide in the southern Philippines. The missing are believed to be buried under the rubble. The disaster occurred in the Mindanao region, where floods claimed more than 1,250 lives last month. In Brazil, floods and mudslides triggered by heavy rains have left at least 8 people dead and forced 13,000 others to leave their homes. Authorities in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais have put 50 towns on high alert for mudslides. Flooding is common in Brazil during December and January. And dozens of Mexican students have taken over 5 radio stations in the southern state of Guerrero. The students burst into the stations and broadcast messages that lasted 40 minutes. They demand the resignation of the state governor and an investigation into the deaths of 2 students killed during a protest in December. Those latest here on Press TV.